Welcome to the Paddle Pilgrim Podcast, the podcast which explores adventures in life, relationships, and the human spirit. I'm Dave Ellingson, adventurer, author, educator, and seeker of wisdom. And welcome to a new series which features young people reading stories from my new book, a children's book for all ages, entitled Grizz and His Friends. Grizz is a big old bear with lots of friends, like Sally Sparrow, Timothy Turtle, Pedro the Porcupine, and Sylvia the Salmon. They live in a peaceful valley by a beautiful river flowing out of the mountains. Through their adventures, they learn to work together to solve problems like hunger and loneliness, injury, an avalanche, a drought, and a flood. You can become one of Grizz's friends on his exciting adventures. Today's guest is Brooklyn Helgeson. Welcome, Brooklyn.
Hello.
Great to have you with us. And I know our listeners will enjoy listening to you reading. But first, how old are you now?
I am 11.
11. And let's see, what grade would that be?
Sixth grade. I am very young for my grade.
Oh, yes. I was young for my grade. I started kindergarten when I was about four, a little more than four. And so you're young for your grade, but now you're back in school. And what's it like being back, like in person, right?
Yeah, it is so much better than online school, because online you would get so distracted with like other stuff around your house, and you're like, oh no, the end of the day, you're like, oh no, I forgot to do this, I gotta do this. a lot of missing stuff.
I get distracted too, so I'm glad you're back in school. And what would you say your favorite subject would be in school?
Math, cooking class, or choir.
Oh, that's an interesting combination. If you were to cook up something for the family, what would you cook up for a meal for your family?
Probably spaghetti, because that's one of our favorites.
One of your favorites, yeah. You like to read, I'll bet, right?
Yes, I do.
And so what other hobbies do you have? Do you play sports?
Yes, I play softball and I'm a pitcher. I also love to bake.
Oh my goodness. What would you bake for me? If you were to bake something, we're getting close to Thanksgiving. Anything you'd bake for Thanksgiving?
Probably cupcakes, because those are my specialty.
Your specialty are cupcakes. Oh my goodness. Well, we met a few years ago and I got to stay at your house back in Chippewa Falls, and I really enjoyed that. And so at some point, I hope in the future, I can visit you all again. And when I come, I'll bring treats, but you have to bake cupcakes, okay?
Yes.
Okay. So what story are you going to read for our listeners today from Grizz and His Friends?
I will be reading Sally's Nest.
Okay. Well, we're already looking forward to hearing the story.
One morning, Grizz woke up to a loud chirping sound. Chirp, 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 chirp. He heard a buzzing sound. No, it was the sound of wings fluttering. He rubbed his eyes and his paws and heard a familiar voice. It was his friend, Sally Sparrow. What's wrong, Sally? Grizz growled. Grizz, my big bear friend, I need your help. My nest has blown down from the tree, and my eggs have scattered on the ground. Can you help me? I will certainly try, Sally. Grizz grunted as he stretched and looked over Cadessa Valley. Sally said, follow me, and she flew ahead of Grizz to a large tree. Below the tree, on the ground, was Sally's nest, and five small eggs scattered in the grass. Sally chirped loudly and flew around Grizz's head, giving directions to her bear buddy. Please pick up the nest. Be careful, Grizz. and take my nest and climb the tree to the branch. Yes, that one with the leaves around it. The leaves shade my eggs from the sun and the rain. Grizz, go slowly. And so he gently lifted the tiny nest in his big paws and carefully carried it, putting it just where Sally said it should go. Oh, Grizz, that's wonderful. Thank you. But now what? What shall we do with the eggs? They are so small and will break easily. Grizz thought and he thought and said, let's take some moss and some grass and wrap the eggs in a large leaf, and I will carry them to your nest. They worked together to gather moss and grass and a large leaf from a cabbage plant. They wrapped the tiny eggs inside. Grizz gathered this package like a beautiful green gift. He gently carried it up into the tree and carefully put it in the nest. Sally was very happy and chirped and sang and flitted around Grizz's head. She said, Grizz, my new home is even better than before. My little babies have a soft and warm place to be born. Thank you, my big friend. Each day, Grizz would climb up into the tree to see how Sally's family was doing. Then one day, he heard even more chirping coming from the nest. He was happy to discover all the eggs had hatched. Sally and her little ones were all singing.
I like that story. What was it? Why did you pick that story, Brooklyn? I'm curious what it was about that story that you liked.
Because all of the other stories were just not as kind and gentle as this one. And that was what really stood out to me. So that's what I wanted to do. I was also debating doing Sally's Nest or the Avalanche one. Because that one was also very helpful and courageous.
What would you say, you know, you've read the whole book, and, you know, what do you think are some of the lessons that you take away from these stories?
Probably that a big bear like Grizz can be kind.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising, isn't it? You think of a big bear, and they bears are kind of sometimes scary.
Yeah.
But he's a very gentle bear, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Well, thank you for reading the story so well. Let me ask you a couple more questions. What is it about stories that you like? I imagine you read lots of books. What is it about stories?
I like stories because I mostly like fiction books because they're make-believe and you can use your imagination and you can just go wild with it and you don't have to like stick to one thing.
Yeah. Do you write stories? Do you get to do that for school?
We sometimes like write summaries.
Okay.
But not really stories. In fifth grade for writing we did.
What kind of stories would you write for fifth grade?
My teacher would show us a picture and we would write something about it. So one time there was a car in the pool or a shark below the grass.
So you started with a picture and then imagine what would be the story, and probably everybody came up with a different story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, used your imagination. You know, it's interesting, this book, I started with the stories, and then I had my illustrator friend just read the stories and let his imagination. So I did it the other way around. Did you like the pictures in the book?
Yes, they were very detailed and very realistic.
Yeah, and Grizz, you almost feel like you want to give him a big hug, or he's going to give you a big hug, right?
I love his like face.
Yeah, he looks like he could be a good friend. And were there other animals that you enjoyed, or other animals in the stories? Because there's a lot of animals.
I really loved the coyote.
Cassie the coyote. Yeah. What did you like about Cassie?
Cassie, she was just like, you think of coyotes as like mean, and but she was just like, again, like Grizz, like she was just so kind.
Yeah, yeah. And the story about the porcupine, Pedro's quill that got in her nose that Grizz had to help get out. That was one of my favorite stories. And when you get to listen to these podcasts, actually, a young person about your age really liked that story. So you're going to hear somebody else telling that story. A final question. If you were to talk with your friends at school, you're just talking about writing. And what would you say are the most important things for a person, for a young person, when they think about writing or telling a story?
Probably to, that's a hard question. Probably to maybe make sure that, well, not make sure, but kids can really use their imagination and we can come up with some really crazy stuff. So I would say to just use our imagination as best of our ability.
Well, and I know you have a great imagination. I hope you are a storyteller, and with your pretty new young brother, Briar, I suspect that you will be a great big sister and you'll be telling him stories soon, right?
Yeah, I sometimes read him books. We just got a big new stash of books.
Oh, cool, cool. Well, thanks again for joining us. I know our listeners will enjoy hearing the story. And you, I wish you well in school and as a big sister, and make sure you say hi to your mom and your dad for me, okay?
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Until next time, I'm Dave Ellingson, and this has been the Paddle Pilgrim Podcast, the podcast which explores life, relationships, and the human spirit. Tune in and subscribe to the Paddle Pilgrim Podcast on your mobile device, computer, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. For more information on my books and films, check out my website, paddle-pilgrim.com. And thanks for listening.